This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
As we continue, your calls and thoughts are welcome here. Still to come tonight, we didn't get yet to either the... We still have to yet to talk about this Equifax hack that could be affecting you. 143 million.
We probably should do that at some point.
Consumers have been affected. Well, you know, we just do what we can here on Free Talk Live. And that means we take your phone calls and thoughts above everything else. So you're welcome to call in and bring up anything that you want. Also, Johnny Ray had a story about a hate monger who's hanging up his hate hat. We can tell you that story if we get the chance as well. But Paul is on the line in Arizona, and he had called in tonight about a couple different things. One of them was one talk show host's perceived frustration with the Free State Project, in his belief, leaving one of their own high and dry, out, you know, hanging in the wind, so to speak, as the government in New Hampshire targeted the man who owned the Twin Mountain Country Store, the Bitcoin-accepting gas station in the North Country, for various different employment and revenue-related violations, as I understand it, without having anybody come to his assistance. And as I had explained, I am familiar with that situation because I know Bill, the owner there. We have a group of the people that run Bitcoin vending machines here in New Hampshire. And he was one of five people who was involved in that group. And so, you know, we were a little more intimately familiar with what had been happening to him. And the fact is, he just didn't publicize that situation. I know you had something else you wanted to talk about, Paul, but I just wanted to add to that discussion. Unfortunately, one of the failures in this liberty movement in general, not just in New Hampshire, but in general, is the lack of media. We don't have a whole lot of people in libertarian media, period. And in New Hampshire, we've got a decent amount. Like here in Keene, there's a few different shows, but we're actually down a little bit, right? Like Conan, who is a former co-host on Free Talk Live, he used to have his own TV show. He quit doing that this year because he's burned out. There were some other shows that had been produced in this area that are no longer produced. You know, I could go down the list of them. There were some shows in Manchester that were produced. They are no longer produced. There were some shows out on the Seacoast. Actually, no, Derek moved to the Seacoast after he... I guess he was doing his show from the Seacoast for a time, but then quit doing it. So we're down a little bit as far as the media is concerned. The amount of blogs that exist in New Hampshire are very, very small as far as freedom-oriented blogs. Free Keene's been around for more than a decade, and we've got thousands of posts there. But no other blog has ever, you know, risen to that level of prominence that FreeKeene.com has. They tried Free Manch for a while, and they failed with that, and they tried it again, and they failed with that again, and they tried it again, and they failed a third time, and now that website doesn't exist anymore. Free Grafton also doesn't exist anymore. There is a website called Shire Liberty News that does have some fresh content as of 2017, so I'm glad to see that there's at least something else out there besides FreeKeene. They also have the Free Coast website as well, which does post some things from time to time, but it's more on that site, it's more like promotional, you know, here's why the Free Coast is so great kind of posts, rather than like news about what's happening and, you know, interesting activist related news. So the fact is, I mean, when you boil it all down, really Free Keene is the only consistent blog as far as like posting what's happening, and there's only so much that we can do. I mean, I'm the one who posts the most over at Free Keene. You look at the total number of posts on the site, I've got about 2,800 posts over the last, I think, you know, 10 plus or 11 years that it's been around. So I'm about half of the total numbers, but about 5,000 posts on the site over all that time. And I can only cover so much. I've got a laundry list of topics that I want to blog about that I just don't have time. I haven't been able to put the time into doing. And I'm blogging once or twice or three times a week, typically, over at Free Keene. But sometimes it'll be a week before I get to a blog. So I wish we had more people to cover the situations that are going on here. Unfortunately, the last time I asked somebody in the North Country, which is where this was going on with this gas station owner that was under attack, the last time I talked to somebody who was up there, there aren't that many activists there, but I did talk to some guy and said, hey, I'd love to have somebody from the North Country blogging at Free Keene, because Free Keene was originally started to cover the Keene area, the southwestern area of New Hampshire, but it ended up just sort of being the whole of New Hampshire because nobody else was willing to start a blog anywhere else. So I will invite people from other areas like, hey, I'd love to have you come on it. But, you know, share what's going on in the North Country. Tell us about the activism that's happening there. What are the things that people need to know? What's attractive about what's happening up there? And the dude said he was interested, but ultimately never, you know, followed through on getting me the things that I requested. I need to get a biography, a picture, and, you know, then I can create the account. It doesn't take a whole lot, but he wasn't willing to do it. And most of the people that I do get to agree to blog hardly ever do it. So we've got a couple bloggers out in Manchester and a couple out on the seacoast, but they almost never contribute. So I can't force them to. It's not like anybody's getting paid to do this stuff. So those are some of my frustrations, Paul, and that's probably part of the reason why, you know, even if he had reached out and asked for help, that there still wouldn't be a whole lot available. The fact is, we don't have enough people here. We need to get thousands more. We need that 20,000 people. We need tens of thousands of libertarian activists to move here so we can get the 10 or 20% that are the actual doers. So you're really only talking about, you know, if you get 10,000 people to move, you're probably only talking about 500 doers or something like that. And again, of those people, not everybody's going to want to blog. So, you know, maybe another 1% of them might actually be interested in doing this kind of work. It's frustrating. Anyway, that's my rant. Go ahead.
No, that's great. No, and you're doing an excellent job. And it just points out the fact that how much work there is in this. I mean, you know, how many, you know, centuries have governments used to set up their whole system? And, you know, we're the small, you know, number of ants, you know, trying to upset the elephant.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's a tremendous amount of work. I just wanted to clear that up because, I did not want Mark Stevens to get any kind of a black mark because, he's somebody I'd really admire. And,
yeah, I think he's a great guy. I like Mark.
He admires what you guys are doing. And, I guess he took it hard. I guess he, Brill was a friend of his too. But the other thing one of the things that he does, and, I want to remind everyone listening that, Mark Stevens can be heard and talked to 3 hours a day, on the LRN.FM network from 4 to 7 p.m. on Saturdays.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, you can Skype him too. So he's got tools that anyone can use to do their own personal refusal to go along with the tyranny. And one of the things he suggested on his show was that if people in New Hampshire or anywhere, but New Hampshire seems to be a good place because there is the freedom people are thicker on the ground there than most other places.
Oh yeah.
To get a hold of these judges because they routinely say things that are completely contradictory, and it would be very easy to catch these people and bring them up on actual charges. You know.
How are you going to charge a judge?
How do you bring judges up in charges?
Well, he was saying that for instance, your friend and your favorite and mine, Judge Burke, was on record as saying false statements, okay, about the law, okay, and apparently, and once again, I don't have the legal acumen that Mark does, and Mark himself is not an attorney, but he was saying on his show that those kind of things can be followed up. If you make public statements that are lies, okay, these can be acted on. And so one of the things that Mark was pointing out was that where are the people that are following up on this stuff? So I invite people to check out Mark's show and
all right.
to learn the legal tools that he has had years to forge into very sharp and very accurate weapons.
Hey, Paul, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. We need people trying different things in different areas, whether it's in the courts, whether it's in the state house or whatever. As far as holding judges accountable is concerned, unfortunately, the only way I know of to do that is to go to a judicial review board, which is staffed by, guess who? Judges! So the judges are the ones that you get to go to if you got a problem with a judge. In fact, years ago, some people did that with Judge Burke, the district court judge here in Keene, New Hampshire. And you know what? Those judges found that, well, Judge Burke had done nothing wrong.
Hmm.
So good luck getting through that system. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. But if we concentrate more people, we can be more effective. That much is proven.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-3947. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-3947. That's 1-800-496-3947. 1-800-496-3947.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I like to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. then you can join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Live Sunday edition of the show with you in studio here. You've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And also, I want to let you know about Dash. It's digital cash. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash over at Dash.org. It's fast. It can be private if you want, as well as low fees. Transactions are quick and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, let's go to Will Coley, columnist from the road, as he has been on his way with his family from Tennessee, moving up here to our very own Keene, New Hampshire, as part of that very New Hampshire migration, that freedom migration that we were just talking about, how we need more libertarians and voluntarists and liberty lovers to move up here. Will, you're one of them, and you're bringing the whole family on up with you. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing tonight, guys?
Good, man. How's the trip going? You took off from your original home of Tennessee earlier, I guess, what, midweek? When was it? Wednesday? Thursday?
Thursday. Thursday evening, we left the house, drove a little ways, stopped and got a hotel, and then drove on into Philadelphia.
Didn't you end up in an emergency room on Thursday night?
We stopped. When I hooked the trailer up, I noticed that the back tires on my van needed to be changed. They were starting to dry rot, and just from the looks of it, I was like, you know, once these get warm, one of them's going to explode.
Good time so to the trailer, take care of the car. Always a good time to, you know, make sure the car is at tip-top shape before you hit the road. We had another guy over on the Shire forums who was informing us. He was driving up from Arizona, and his engine ate itself at some point during the process.
Not sure what that means, but all right.
Yeah, it's not good. Anyway, go ahead.
We took our vehicle to our mechanic, and he went over it with a fine-tooth comb, and there was a little bitty electrical issue that he fixed, and that was it. But he's not a tire. He doesn't do tires.
Right.
And when I noticed the tires, while the tires were being fixed, we went to get a bite to eat, and kids being kids, my 3-year-old was playing around, and he slipped and fell and hit his chin on a chair, and we ended up having to go get 3 stitches in his chin.
Yep.
And then we left the emergency room, and we're like, all right, we'll just drive as far as we can.
That was an expensive stop, tires and some 3 stitches.
Yeah.
Well, this is why you should have savings when you come up to New Hampshire, because unexpected things can occur.
So we hit the road, and then we got up the next morning and drove to Philadelphia. And yesterday we did the In the Fed block party at Philadelphia. It sold some shirts.
Did the Fed end?
No.
Damn it.
Yeah, at least you sold some shirts.
Right. And then we left there, and we're now in historic Morristown, New Jersey. And we're staying with the guys from Grass Fed Revolution. And for those of you who have been to Porkfest, and know about the vendors that are there, we're staying with Tim and his wife from Grass Fed Revolution. And then we'll be leaving here and stopping with another libertarian Muslim family in Connecticut for a few days, and then making our way from there on into Keene somewhere around the 14th and the 15th.
Excellent. Well, I would like to encourage you to take your time getting here, because we don't know when, you know, the house is actually going to be available. Hopefully it will be on the 14th, but it's going to be a tight transition is the way it's sounding like. But for listeners who may be unfamiliar with what's going on here, the Shire Free Church is donating, which is the organization that runs this show, is donating some property to you. And, Will, your plan is to launch New Hampshire's first full-time mosque.
That is correct. And actually, from what I'm seeing, even though there is a mosque that's in Manchester and another one in, none of these are done. They're all renting rooms while construction is in the process. So we will actually be the first mosque, like full-time freestanding structure, not like a little bitty spot rented out in a shopping center, like the first full-on Muslim house of worship in the entire state.
Right. I was reading the article about the Concord one where they've been just sort of meeting on like Fridays in some place that they've rented out. So they're not doing a full-on, full-time mosque, but they are planning to, or they're like in the process of buying a building so they could have a full-time mosque. So it's kind of it's going to be a run for it. Like we'll see who gets their doors open first, but it sounds like it's right. going to be yours.
Yeah. Well, that in Manchester. Manchester is in the process of building one,
mm-hmm.
But that effort has kind of stalled out a little bit over the last year or so. So they're also renting property right now.
Right.
So we will, inshallah, be the first freestanding full-time mosque that's open, you know, 7 days a week, five prayers a day, offering services to the homeless and iftar meals to the public. You know, being a full-on, you know, not just a Muslim house of worship, but a full-on community center, you know, where we want to encourage members of the community. You know, like, you want to do something to volunteer for the homeless? Come, you know, help us keep things filled and stocked while we're giving out coffee in the mornings,
mm-hmm.
you know, or come help make, you know, if we can get donors from local bakeries and grocery stores, then we want to offer like simple breakfast foods like French toast or something. Come help make French toast, you know. But there's been a lot of ideas we've been kicking around about trying to get other liberty groups and other liberty activists, perhaps like some of the Free State Project, the farms that are affiliated with the Free State Project, supporters involved with possibly donating eggs or different things. So we can really make this like not like
probably not bacon though, right?
No, not unless it's beef or turkey. But you know, one of the
Did you say turkey bacon's okay?
Turkey bacon's fine, yeah.
Or beef.
Okay.
One of our supporters made a video about our effort and fundraising effort. And he kept saying it's more than just a mosque,
mm-hmm.
and that just stuck with me. That's kind of like I want us to be known as that. You know, that is almost like the catchphrase for the Malik Center at this point is we're more than just a mosque, and we always want to be known as that, and we want to put the effort in. To earn that title once we get there.
I think that's cool. And so far, the coverage that I've provided over at freekeen.com, kind of letting people locally and in the news know about this, I focused on the mosque aspect of it simply because that's what's going to generate the headlines. But I think
a lot of people in town have talked to me about it, and they're very excited.
Oh, good. I think that once the doors do open, I think we can then kind of focus on this is more than just a mosque, but that is the primary purpose of it. And I think it's wonderful because people are so woefully misinformed about Islam, and that's one of the reasons why I think this is so exciting. Hang on, we'll bring you back. I know you got more to say here.
Sure.
Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims4Liberty.org, and we'll continue. He's on his way up here, en route, taking the slow route, taking the scenic route, but we're looking forward to seeing him towards the end of next week. Well, he'll then be able to perform his show, Call to Freedom, live from our very own studios here at LRN.FM. More Free Talk Live coming up.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free? That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. Where you can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And also, do want to let you know about, Mark, I want to have you give us an update on the fundraiser over at hope.freetalklive.com. What's going on there? What is it?
The fundraiser is a fundraiser to raise about $30,000 to build a orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. And currently, they're putting up the top portion of the roof. It's like beams that go around the side, except it's made of concrete, and then they will sit the roof on top of that. They actually had a slowdown in the last couple of days. Apparently, one of the orphans became very ill with some kind of liver spleen problem. I'm not entirely sure. And the manager of the orphanage had to run off and take care of that. They'll get started again, maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after, but I'm hoping to get it, I'm hoping to have some real progress as far as pictures go by the end of the week. And if you'd like to help us finish the goal out, we're looking for, Well, I've got to raise a couple hundred more dollars right now to be ready for the next phase that that we're paying for. And then after that, it'll be the final phase, hopefully. And the number, so a couple $100, go to hope.freetalklive.com.
There, and matching contributions.
Yep, you'll be matched by
double
both,
matching.
Yeah, double matched by both sell411.com and jax.io. Get sell411.com and jax.io.
Speaking of contributions, Will Coley is on the line here. He's moving up right now on traveling on up to New Hampshire from his original home in Tennessee with his family in tow and a trailer, and they're moving all their stuff up here to Keene, New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, getting ready to launch New Hampshire's very first ever, I guess, full-time mosque. And you had a fundraiser that was going. It got a little last-minute extension. Is that finally over, Will? How'd it go?
Yes. Yeah, it's over. We raised about $5,000 through it. And
almost halfway, right? Like you wanted 11 mm-hmm. or so, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that's bad. I mean, if I'm trying to raise money and I can get halfway to the goal, I'd be super, super happy about that because I'm terrible at it.
Well, I mean, we're just going to have to figure out some things in the budget that can be worked with and worked around. But, you know, it's not going to prevent us from being able to open.
Good.
It just means that there are some projects that we're hoping to get going that may take a little longer than others. You know, it's not a big deal.
Right, and maybe people will get more excited about
Maybe
people will get more excited about a specific project, you know, because you were trying to raise for a few different things, like a sign out front and, you know, redoing the inside, and you had a few different things that were kind of rolled into this one fundraiser. Maybe once you open the doors and you can say, ta-da, you know, here we are, here's what we want to do next, maybe that'll be mm-hmm. something people can focus in on.
Yeah, and that's kind of the idea is, you know, there are a few things we want to make sure that we get done right up front, you know, and then open up and, you know, work from there and see what we can do from there and just expand as we have, inshallah, the ability. Personally, you know, in my opinion, the mosque should have always been at the forefront of calling for justice, of, you know, standing up for the oppressed, of taking care of the poor. And when the Muslim community came to America, they didn't really come for that purpose. They came for jobs, they came for safety, they came for economic opportunity, and they didn't really come with the intention of being servicers of their community. And they kind of stayed to themselves. And it took something like 9/11 and 10 to 15 years of being maligned to kind of wake them up and try to get these communities to take on that role that they should have been taking all along. And what we want to do is we want to establish a community that we're stating straight out up front that we expect ourselves to be at the forefront of these efforts, to be leading the way and being the example in the Keene community, in the New Hampshire community at large. We hold ourselves to that standard, and that's why we're coming. You know, we're not coming to grandstand or be some kind of super. We are coming to be servicers of our local community and as far as we can eventually reach.
That's beautiful. I'm so glad that we have the opportunity to help you in this journey as the Shire Free Church, and I'm excited to welcome you here to New Hampshire when you arrive a little bit later this week. Keep us informed, will you? Maybe check in throughout the week as your journey gets you closer and closer to your destination.
Sure. All absolutely.
Right. Excellent.
Take care.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Check out more of Will over at his show, Call to Freedom. He's not going to be live tonight, though, because you're on the road. You don't have any access to a studio. But we are going to be setting you up for live in studio here at the LRN.FM studios, which should, for those of you who've been listening to Call to Freedom, you know there have been some internet difficulties down there in Tennessee where you were from. And and since you're going to be sitting here in the studio, we will no longer have those difficulties. So I'm looking forward to that.
Thank goodness.
Thanks, Will.
You guys have a good night.
Yep. Assalamu alaikum. More coming up here with your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to Zach. He's in Ithaca, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zach.
Hello. I was wondering if you guys were familiar with a woman named Joy Villa, who is a celebrity Scientologist?
No.
Well, she showed up to the Grammys last year in a probably $20,000 Donald Trump dress, and she was just recently named to the Presidential Advisory Council. And on top of that, Scientology has been put on the FEMA website on the list of approved places to donate money to. Are you familiar with this?
No.
So going back to the inauguration, there are two billionaire Scientologists, Trish and Bob Duggan, who were photographed with Newt Gingrich and Kellyanne Conway at the inauguration. So the question began, like, what is Donald Trump's relationship with Scientology? What is his move going to be in light of all the exposure they've had from the HBO documentary and Lee Romini's show? So I was wondering, like, she has been making the rounds. She was on Alex Jones. She went on the Gavin McInnes show. She went on Hannity. And I am deeply suspicious of Scientology.
Yeah.
And this most recent revelation about her being appointed to the Presidential Advisory Committee, along with the approval of them as a place to donate money to, has set off some major red flags for me, if that makes any sense.
So is she an actress? What's her deal?
She is a musician. She's a singer.
Okay.
And so she originally was a Bernie supporter, but then flipped her support to Trump and has been cruising on the pro-Trump wave. The thing is, though, she is an African-American woman, and she is an outspoken conservative. So on the surface, it's almost too good to pass up for right-wing media outlets to be like, oh, she's an African-American pro-gun, pro-Trump woman.
What's her name?
I feel that there's
Joy Villa.
Joy Villa. But my gut tells me that she's being stage managed by Scientology headquarters and David Miscavige himself. It's not an accident. There's no way that she just up and decided to do this herself, because these people are pawns in a much bigger game. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we've done a little bit of reporting on Scientology over the years here. There was one time when we were on WFLA in Tampa Bay, which brought blasts over Clearwater, which is essentially the headquarters town of Scientology. They're crawling all over the place there. And I remember one night we were talking about them, and they just started calling in and defending their Scientology thing. You know, I believe in freedom of religion, and so these people should be free to have their Scientology, but man, does it scream scam, doesn't it? I mean, it's just, you got to pay money, as I understand it, in order to advance in their trainings or whatever, and so basically, if you're somebody like John Travolta, then yeah, you can afford to get all the way to the top levels of Scientology, but it's just money hand over fist going into this organization. So if you've got more to say, Zach, it sounds like you've done some research on it as well. You're welcome to stick with us here. We'll continue.
I don't have any emails. I get 20 emails a day asking for interviews. I don't have any emails mentioning a Joy Villa.
Okay. I'd never heard of her before. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. What is going on with Scientology and Donald Trump? Is there a connection? It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract.
attract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, and if we don't get you on tonight, well, you know, accept our apologies. We are here live 7 nights a week. Always best to call before the last half hour of the show, because for whatever reason, everybody always decides to call in the last half hour. So just a tip for those of you who are, you know, finding yourself waiting patiently. We're going to do our best to get to you. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We were talking with Zach in Ithaca. And by the way, if you want to support the show, please join the AMP program for $5 a month. You get some cool perks. And you can help Free Talk Live get on new radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board with the show, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for that for as little as $5 a month. ampamp.freetalklive.com. Zach in Ithaca, New York, you're suggesting that Donald Trump may have some ties to Scientology based on some recent developments, and it sounded like you had more to say on the topic. You seem to be somebody who has done a little bit of research regarding Scientology, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, they were glad-handing at the inauguration, the two richest Scientologist billionaires that exist on this earth. And something that needs to be understood about Scientology is that David Miscavige and the people involved in that organization will stop at nothing to preserve their organization. And if you think about...
Sure, they'll sue you, man. If you say something they don't like, they got lawyers, and they're going to court.
It's a pretty brilliant move on their part, if you think about it, to take this African-American woman, have her go around to all the conservative news outlets. When she was on the Gavin McInnes show, she was comparing Scientology to Judaism and persecution of Scientology to anti-Semitism. It's their whole angle is to put themselves out there as legitimate like every other religion when in reality, anyone who knows anything about Scientology knows that it's the complete opposite. It's a predatory organization.
So, well, I mean, and frankly, if I say something bad about Judaism, it's not anti-Semitism either, right? I mean, you know, like anti-Semitism is hating somebody because of the ethnicity of their birth. I don't like Semites, in which case that could mean anybody from the Middle East, but I understand that it's generally directed at Jews, would be the notion of anti-Semitism. But saying that Judaism is a 4,000-year-old, religion for troglodytes, that doesn't, that's not an attack on Jews. That's
sure, saying Scientology is a scam doesn't mean that the people who are the followers are perpetrating the scam, at least knowledgeably. They are probably mostly victims. The people who are in Scientology, they've been duped. They've been fooled into this, whatever this belief system is. And, you know, we've heard about Xenu, which is some kind of alien or whatever. I mean, it was written by a science fiction author.
Basically, from what we can tell, the intention of, some kind of tax dodge.
What it's important to understand is that the angle that these people are taking is to equate any criticism of Scientology to religious intolerance and bigotry, when in reality, every religion deserves as much criticism as any other organization or any other idea.
Sure.
And Joy Villa is an agent of Scientology headquarters and David Miscavige. I know it in my bones, and I've asked a specific individual who is deeply involved in the criticism of Scientology going back to the 90s, and he agrees with my assessment. So I invite everyone to just take a look at this. The fact that they're listed on the FEMA website is very suspicious to me. They're not a good place to donate money to if you actually want to help people.
I'd rather give money
to the Red Cross.
I'm with you. Zach, thanks for calling in tonight and sharing your thoughts. I appreciate the heads up on that. The toll-free number here is 855. I don't know. 855-450-3733. Let's continue here. We've got Jim. He's in Arizona listening online. Go ahead, Jim.
I'd love to hear you talk about how your station's a tax dodge and your religion's a total phony, along with Will Phoney, Muslims for Liberty. But you wouldn't dare. But Johnny Ray, leave aside that the Balfour Declaration is one of, because of it, there's only one country in the whole of the Middle East where you can go on the public airwaves and trash the government and ask for even redress from the government, Johnny Ray. And leave aside that since the Balfour Declaration, millions and millions and millions of people perished.
And what is that?
During the 40s. Because they had no control over the U.S. government, Johnny Ray. And leave aside that during that time, all the governments in the Middle East supported Hitler and Nazism, and they were Islamic, and they were totally cool with what happened to the Jews, who, again, don't have any proportionate or disproportionate control of the U.S. government, Johnny Ray. But speaking of 9/11...
What is the Balfour Declaration?
Let me speak, please.
Nah, that's okay. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We're having a conversation, so if people have questions, they should be able to ask questions during a conversation. You're throwing out some sort of name that I'm unfamiliar with, so I asked for more information. If you don't want to be helpful, then maybe one of you two knows what this thing is?
A royal official, I think, in World War One, maybe what is the equivalent of the Department of State in the UK, had a statement that said they favored a country for the Jews of Palestine.
Okay.
And that was about as far as it went.
When they carved out that country?
No.
Well, it was just their desire. It was just an expression of their desire to see a country for the Jews. At the time, it was part of the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah. It sounded like he was attacking Islam there because some governments claim to be Islamic. And obviously there's a lot of people out there that claim to follow certain religions like Christianity or Islam, who many within those religions disagree. Like, they don't have the same belief systems. There are different sects, divisions within Islam, just as there are within the Christian religion. And, you know, they don't all get along, unfortunately. But that's just what happens with religion and humans. They split. They have schisms. They they don't necessarily agree on everything. Same thing with Buddhism, which some would say shouldn't even be considered a religion, and others, you know, kind of worship Buddha as though he is a god, which he specifically said that he wasn't and shouldn't be worshipped that way. But
all the better reason.
Yeah, you can't control what people do down the line. Let's go to Greg in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, I was going to talk about cryptocurrencies, but since you guys are on the topic, I wanted to say one thing about it. Islam is a religion, but there are countries out there in the world where it's the official religion of the country, like in Saudi Arabia and in some other countries as well. But it varies. There are political parties in different countries that if they take control in the parliamentary system, then they institute more Islamic, they Islamicize the country. Certainly in some of the other smaller territories, like in Gaza, it's run by Hamas, or Hamas, as they pronounce it. They are definitely making the area more Islamic. And also in Bethlehem, where, you know, the Christians found it to be a holy site because of Jesus being born there, is now mostly Islamicized, and not many Christians live there anymore. So there definitely is this sort of use of government to impose religious, to make society more religious by force in one direction or another.
Yes, but that is not necessarily a Islamic principle. That is, you know, as I understand it, I mean, I've read some opinions. Obviously, everybody's got an opinion, but I've read Davy Barker's excellent book, which the name of which is actually escaping me at the moment. But Daryl W. Perry is the publisher of that over at fpp.cc. And he, what was it? Oh, God, Voluntary Islam. That's what it was called. And the theory there, or the allegations, were that, you know, the Orthodox Islam would reject the use of the state to, you know, spread their views. So, yeah, of course, some people are going to try to use the state to force their views on others, but that may or may not be, you know, applicable as far as what the actual belief system is supposed to be.
So my theory is that because Christianity was started by powerless people who were themselves persecuted, it emphasizes spreading the gospel through talking and through trying to convince people, and that's what they wrote down. And Islam,
that was true of Islam as well.
Well, Islam was started by an originally powerless prophet, Muhammad, but then later he amassed a lot of power, and with Umar and other you could say not warlords, but, you know, people that controlled armies, they started using force. And so in Islam, there is actually a lot of prescription for how to run a state with courts and different things, which Christianity doesn't have, I think, because the founders were in completely different situations.
I think it would be interesting to have this conversation with Will here to respond, because none of us are scholars and have done the research that Will Coley has done. And he'll be joining us,
I think it's interesting,
at some point within the next couple of weeks. Thanks, Greg, for the call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.